Yes, indeed. Port Adelaide face a difficult assignment tomorrow, taking on a wounded Tigers outfit assistant coach. Scotty Thompson joins us. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Yeah, Tomo.
Very well. Hey, a lot of people will just make the assumption, no Cochin, Martin, Revolt, Rance, Richmond can't win. But as you know, it's never that easy.
No, it's certainly not, Bix. Yeah, some big names, and they'll certainly miss those guys. But we're certainly wary of guys that can replace them, and no doubt they'll come in and play a role. And another challenge, and we need to be on our game to get the 4 points.
Well, I'm one of them, Tomo. You fair dinkum, they're toothless tigers. These blokes' names I've never heard of. Now, I know they can perform. Here's my big one, Nan Curvis, lone hand in ruck. Who's their second ruckman?
It's a good question, and they've been quite flexible with who they've thrown in there as a backup at times. Bolt has gone in there. They had McIntosh go in there a handful of times last week. They were using Rewalt prior to that until he hurt himself. So, yeah, they've certainly only got the one known ruckman, and they've had a range of guys that have gone in and pinch hit as backup.
Mm, different looks. A couple of lads were tight this week. Tom Rockliffe, we hear he trained really well yesterday. Just give us a brief on him. And we heard young Xavier Dersma had a light week on the track. How's that young bloke going?
Yeah, I'll touch on Dersma first. Big workload as a first-year guy, so they're just managing his lows at the moment. Been performing really strongly as a first-year player over the first three rounds. So he's actually been really important for us with the amount of run and drive that he gives us across the field. So yeah, that's just load management for him. He'll certainly be no worries. Rockliffe, who obviously copped that head knock against Brisbane last weekend, trained really well yesterday. He passed all the concussion tests, and you know they take concussion quite seriously nowadays, so he had to make sure he passed them, no worries, to be given the all-clear for tomorrow afternoon, and he's done that, so he'll line up as well.
Slow starts have been a bit of an issue for you over the first three games. Will you do anything differently tomorrow?
Yeah, look, we won't. It's no team wants to start slowly, and you know it's always important to get off to a good start. We'll try and do that tomorrow, but it's always a funny one trying to work out why you might get off to a slow start. But you always like to think the boys are in a good headspace to be up and firing come that first bounce, but it's not always the way. But in saying that, we're playing some pretty reasonable footy at the moment. Slight hiccup last week against Brisbane, but over the course of the game, certainly had ourselves in a position to be good enough to win. But starts are something we always focus on. We'll just keep tweaking things till we get it right.
Co-captains rotate who tosses the coin. Is that the same with your co-ruckman? Who starts the centre square tomorrow? Paddy did last week, Scotty the week before. Is that on rotation? How do you come up with those decisions?
We just play it by ear and whoever we feel probably is the best fit at the time. And, you know, we're fortunate enough at the moment to have two dominant ruckmen, two known ruckmen that have played majority of their careers, you know, solely as ruckmen. But the fact that we can use them both in the middle of the ground and forward, they become quite dynamic and versatile players for us. So who starts tomorrow? We always decide that reasonably late, so I'm not quite sure at the moment.
Okay. We spoke with Ollie Wines. Got to love this bloke. He's an absolute ripper. He said he couldn't blow the skin off a custard in that last quarter. Well, he did, though, with his words, Josh. Will you load him up more this week? And it's interesting how you played Willem Drew. I've been wrapped with that kid. Now, Scotty, and I guess Ollie gets a bit more of the load. How are you going to work Willem Drew, and where does he sit for you?
Yeah, well, look, the luxury we have with Drew is he can go inside and out. He covers the ground really well. Again, like, you almost treat him in that first-year category in a roundabout way as well. You know, his second year last year was basically a complete write-off where he only played a quarter of a game out at Nord Oval. So, again, he's been really good. Like our other three first-year guys that have come in and played a role, Drewy's certainly played his role and therefore well and truly deserves his spot on the side. But you mentioned the fact that Ollie comes back in and now captain of the club and how strong he is inside the contest, but he got a few cobwebs out of the system last week and he'll be better for the run. It's a funny one. As you know, guys, you can do all the training you want, but need to be match-hardened and match-fit to be able to run games out no worries. And Ollie, was first to admit that come late in the game last week, he was certainly blowing the house down, but he'll be better for the run.
How do you prepare Connor Rosie for this week? Outstanding last week, and just knowing Damien Hardwick, he's going to come under a fair bit or get a fair bit of attention. Have you got any words? What would you say to him?
I don't think you'd need to say too much to him, to be honest. He's a really level-headed young fella. It's nice to be able to sit back and watch a guy in his third game produce what he did last week and to be able to have so many shots on goal. Would he kick 5-2 in the end?
Yeah.
And obviously this week's Rising Star nominee. So huge amount of talent, and you know that's the reason you get drafted at number 5. But again, like those other guys in their first year, we'll manage them the best way we know, and what Richmond want to do with him is a little bit of unknown to us, but we'll just go about preparing him the way he has done every other week so far throughout the start of the season.
Keep up the great work, Scotty. Big day tomorrow. Port v Richmond, 4:05 start. Be live on 5AA. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, fellas.
No worries there. That's Scotty Thompson from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.